It is 4th of November. Yesterday I was on the air with a British radio host discussing a topic that some of my fellow countrymen are criticizing me for now. The conversation was about war, of course. The host asked me if Ukrainians feel betrayed because the focus of the Western world has shifted to the Middle East and as a result we are likely to receive less support. I replied that Ukrainians don't feel betrayed precisely because of this. I explained that the war against Hamas is just as much a battle against evil as the war against Russia. In my view, Hamas and Russia are just different heads of the same monster, international terrorism fueled by hatred and spreading fear and inter-ethnic hostility. Let me add something I didn't get to say on air. During the Second World War, the free world was confronted by German Nazism, Italian Fascism, aggressive imperial ideology of Japan, and a bunch of other smaller but still inhuman regimes. But everyone understood it's all the same, just under different flags. The same goes for Hamas and Russia. Remember how I started my answer by saying that Ukrainians don't feel betrayed right now? As I explained to the host, this feeling has been with us for quite a while. We feel betrayed by the West because the tanks and cannons that would help us defeat the enemy are rusting away in European and American warehouses. They provide us with weapons very slowly and in very small quantities, even though this weaponry was specifically made to stop the enemies of a free world. And now, when supposedly its time has come, politicians are hesitating and slowing down the deliveries. We see with our own eyes that every tank left in hangar in Germany or Belgium is a destroyed unit of Ukrainian defenders. Every plane sent to the scrapyard instead of a Ukrainian air force is a ruined village. Nasty populists around the world are calling to end aid to Ukraine, claiming that it's better to focus on internal problems. When you hear this, remember, Ukraine does not need new tanks, planes or missiles. They already exist. Thousands of them, and they are just gathering dust in hangars. They won't help solve the internal problems of the countries where they quietly rust away. You can't feed the poor with them. You can't turn them into textbooks for school children. The radio host responded that weapons are being supplied very limited because the West is very afraid of a third world war and asked if Ukrainians are not afraid of it. I answered as honestly as possible, asking the host to understand me correctly. In Ukraine, many people actually want the war to escalate into a world war. Not because we wish death to our people, but because entering NATO would help us defeat our enemies faster and liberate the captured cities. Now I must emphasize a very important point. Personally, I don't want the war to turn into the Third World War, and I don't want to involve new countries and peoples in it. The only thing I want is more weapons from these countries and peoples. I remind you, this weaponry was specifically made to destroy those who threaten the freedom of the people, and that's why it should be in Ukraine now.